folk music icon, a voice of the people. Great performance also by Heath Ledger. Can't say enough about how these actors really delved into Bob Dylan's mind, his life, his loves, his pains. And if you like music, I think you're going to really be impressed by I'm Not There, one of the best music stories in years. The movie also features a breakup performance by a young black actor, young fellow, I guess 7 or 8, named Marcus Carl Franklin, who really kicks up a storm. And it also features Richard Gere. And that was the only part of the movie I didn't like towards the end when you go on a rural joust, I guess. So that's our show for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Coming up is Career Fast Tracks next. And also later on today, my good friend, Daryl Wiener, Wiener's Barbecue. Hope you've liked today's show. Robert Waldman for Reel to Reel at the Movies. Thanks for listening to CITR FM 101.9, and we'll see you soon.
Listen. Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to ensure that you enjoy your work and, as a result, earn a damn good paycheck. And often what's amazing about doing work you love is that it often transitions into doing your own work, running your own business. And that's one of my visions for you, is to do work you love for someone else, earn a paycheck, become an expert at it, and then be in a position to start your own business, have financial freedom, and have the time to spend with your partners and your children. That's my vision for your life. And everything I say is on behalf of that full spectrum. My commitment is not to have you work for someone else for the rest of your life unless you want to. I go one step further, giving you the tools to move from within the firm to outside. But one of the things that that does, or one of the consequences of living a life like that, is stress. And in today's show, I'm going to refer to a book that I read that literally changed my view on careers and had a profound impact on my health, and how that might have a profound impact on your health, and more importantly, save your life. Because cancer and heart disease are very common in our society, and it is caused by a particular behavior. And I'm going to identify this behavior, and I'm also going to source the book from which I read it. And you'll be in a position to make a decision in your life if whether you are willing to continue to live the way you're living or to change. Because I often know that, in fact, the fear of loss, which is your life, is a very strong motivator. So if you intuitively know, or you are thinking that there's something wrong inside of you, whether it is your moods, your emotions, your body is talking to you, you're tired, you have rashes, you have asthma, you have eczema, you have cramps, you have problems with your joints, you have headaches, you have eye aches, ear aches, cold sores, you get sick. These are all ways that your body is talking to you. And there's a fantastic book entitled When the Body Says No that I will be referring to today. And this book walks you through the impact of living your life the way you are now, how it is causing your body to talk to you, and how you can identify it and change your behavior. If not, you get these diseases. It's very connected. And so I'm really excited to share this with you this on today's show. And before I jump into that, I just wanted to address last week's show and remind you that you can hear it on our website. It's really a well-designed website. It's recently been redesigned for your facilitation and ease of use. Included in it is our podcasting service, where you can listen to every show aired on this station on a saved database where you can listen to prior shows. And so my previous show can be heard. And it was a wonderful interview with Mary Henley. And her only job in life is to go to employers and ask them what they're looking for in candidates. And I had her on the air and I asked her what it is employers are looking for. And she covered an amazing array of information. And most importantly, one that I want to address here are the six major things that they're looking for. And by the way, they're not skills. And no joke, in all of my life, I've been studying this for the past 8, 9 years. I would say that four of the six I had never heard of before. And since she shared those pieces of information last week, I've been sharing them with others, and the impact has been significant. And I know you'll benefit by listening to that show. So all you have to do is go to www.citr.ca and click on podcasts, click on talk, and then click on Career Fast Track. And when you click on Career Fast Track, you will see a listing of all the previous shows. You may listen to the last show. You may listen to the previous. I think I have over 30 shows on there that you can hear. Wonderful titles. They'll grab your attention. You'll absolutely love them. Today's a very serious topic. And notice I'm using a bit of a different format than I usually do. My listeners have been telling me to slow the heck down and to not swear. That's why I said heck. And to be clearer in my communication. And so that's what I'm doing. The book is entitled When the Body Says No. It's a book that addresses issues that very few people look at. The author's name is Gabor Maté, and he recently spoke at the University of British Columbia on the subject of stress and the impact it's having on your life. More importantly, the satisfaction it is taking away from your life. And this show is specifically addressed to those out there who do not have satisfaction in their life, or those who know there's more to life than this, or those who are at their what they call wit's end, who don't know where else to go and they have to change and they know it. I'm mostly motivated in working with individuals who want to change. Why spend all your time trying to convince someone to want something? I say, do your own thing. And when you're ready to change, then I can work with you. And so today's show is specifically addressed to those who know they need to make a change in behavior, which will have an impact on their what they think, which will have an impact on their emotions, which will have an impact ultimately on their careers. So I'd like to invite anyone who would like to call in on the subject of, is your career killing you? More aptly, killer careers. If you out there are in a career and you know it's killing you, call the show. Let us know what is going on. And I can transfer some theories that I've learned in this book, When the Body Says No, that just might be able or help you live a longer life. Because let's be honest, sometimes it's about advanced career advancement. Sometimes it's about living, simply living. You know you have a limited time. And this very thing happened to me. I was 23 years old in a job I absolutely hated. And someone came up to me and said, if you continue to live this way, how old would you be when you die? And I was shocked by my answer. It was 36. And so here I was, 23 years old, asked if I continued at this pace, when would I die? I knew it would be 36. The reason for that is because either A, I would die of some disease because of the stress my body was going through, or B, I'd end my own life because I couldn't continue at that rate. So if you're in any of those situations, this is an opportunity for you to call in the show because this is a very serious matter. If you're so compelled, and I promise you I will be very respectful and I want all in your question. Sometimes in my callers, I'm very quick and to the point. This is a very serious matter. I will be quick and to the point, and I will cover relevant content. I will not make any of this up. It's coming directly from the book, a doctor. He's a medical doctor, been around for a long time. I will quote his book, and if I can't, I'll say I can't answer it. The phone number to call is 604 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. And today's subject is career killers or killer careers, and not in the positive way, in the negative way. I'm about to go to break. When I come back from the break, I'm going to reveal to you the number one characteristic of a person who gets cancer. A research study was done, and it blew my mind when I read it. And I'm going to tell you this study, and then I'm going to tell you the personality trait right after the break. During the break, it's an opportunity for you to reflect on what your body is telling you now. Where are you? Are you feeling stress in your neck? Are you feeling stress in your back? Are you cramped? Are you unhappy? Are you frowning? What is your body telling you? Because your body speaks. You just have to listen. We'll be back in 44 seconds.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to ensure that you love your work and make lots of money. Now, I know that no matter how much you love your work, you will go through days where you don't want to be there. I understand that. I understand there will be days where you want to be with your family, with your friends, skiing, water skiing, playing frisbee, making soap. I actually saw that in a resume. Someone enjoyed making soap. I love that. Here's a little side note. In your resume, be really specific about your interests. Don't tell me you like to run. Tell me where you like to run. Don't tell me you like movies. Tell me what kind of movies you like. When you do that, you develop rapport with me. And if I discover that I love the same movies as you, we will like each other. Because 70% is building rapport. And that is how you influence someone. You build rapport with them. Then you ask for what you want. You can't get what you want until you build rapport. By the way, getting what you want is not about forcing. It's about mutual interest. But when you have commonality, you automatically have mutual interest. And both are happy and both win. All right, we're back. And I'm referring to a book entitled When the Body Says No, The Hidden Cause of Stress. And this book is written by Gabor Mate. And it refers to a study and it talks about stress. And why am I talking about stress and work? Well, that's a no-brainer. And today's subject is jobs that are killing us. If your job is killing you, you have to change. And today's show is designed to encourage you to change. If you have any questions around this subject, or you want to talk about it, or you want to ask me a question on the subject referring to the book, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. This was an amazing study. 15 women who were diagnosed with breast cancer were brought in a room in front of doctors. 15 women that were not diagnosed with breast cancer were brought in front of psychologists. These 30 people were interviewed one-on-one for 5 minutes in front of the psychologist. The psychologist was then asked to predict which of the 15 women had cancer and which did not. I was astounded to learn that the psychologists were accurate to 98%. Let me say this again. Psychologists were able to predict with a 98% accuracy in 5 minutes by talking to someone to determine if they were the ones who were diagnosed with cancer. The reason they were able to do this so quickly was because, here we have a caller. Let's see what we have here. Just a sec. Hi, you're on the air.
Just hold on. Turn off my radio. Yeah, this is a person that's listening to what you're saying. I'm reading the book presently, When the Body Says No, and it's quite amazing. I was quite interested in your idea that your career can actually kill you.
You
still there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm listening. I'm very fascinated. What are you getting? Are you in a similar situation? What's going on with you? What prompted you to read the book?
I saw Gaber Mate. I work here at UBC.
Yeah.
And I saw him do a presentation at Wellness Week, Wellness Day. So I bought his book, and it's quite amazing how the body reacts to stress.
It's amazing. When you're reading the book, literally, you'll read it and say, I can't believe I've actually ignored what my body's been telling me.
Yeah, it's like a memory coming back, and you're going, I remember when I did that.
Yes, yes.
But how do you get to that place where you're doing what you want to do and getting paid well for it?
Okay, so there's two parts. One is the body's telling you something, and you respond to that to make a decision about your career. But the other is it identifying what's going on in your body to make a change, or is it how do you ask the question again?
Okay, how do you get to a place where you're doing what you love and getting paid well for it? How do you get out of places where your body's telling you no?
Okay, is your body currently telling you no?
Quite often.
Okay, are you prepared to act on that, what your
I
body's
am.
Telling you? Are, okay. Well, first of all, I want to acknowledge you for having called in. How long have you been thinking about this?
10 years.
You know, I'm not, you know, I have to be honest here. It's funny, you chuckled at 10 years, and I would propose, did you chuckle because 10 years is a long time?
No, just that I recognized that I wasn't happy where I was, and that even though things may be getting better, I'm still there.
Yeah, things are getting better, but you're still you're still doing the same thing, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a series of very simple questions and see if we can make a little progress on the phone. If not, I can provide you a few resources.
Yep.
But my question is this. In every relationship, I believe step one is to find out if you can give more to the relationship to get more out of it. Have you done that?
I'm doing that now.
Can you give more to get more?
I don't know whether I can get more, but I'm giving more.
Okay. Have you ever done an engagement conversation with your boss?
What's that?
We used to do it through Dale Carnegie. What happens is you sit down with your boss, you book a meeting, you say, but I'd like to meet with you. This is important to me, and it's about my career growth.
Yeah.
And you pre-book this meeting, you then sit down with this person, and then you tell him what you would like your job to look like. And you engage them. It's called an engagement conversation. And you say, is this possible?
Right.
And what happens is, if you're genuinely interested in doing that and they can help you, because it's amazing what managers will do, they can actually help you get exactly what you want and you don't even have to get involved in the stress of moving.
Okay.
Or they say no and you're like, thank you. And then you figured it out finally that you now know you have to make a move.
A drastic change, yeah.
How does this sound to you?
It sounds possible.
Is this something that you would like to try to do?
Yes.
Is this a viable next step for you?
Possibly. You know, there's an administration thing and a hierarchy and get kind of lost with that. When you say my boss, are you talking my overall supervisor of the area that I'm responsible for?
Very important that you do not go over. If you go to that person and you don't piss anyone, excuse me, I'm supposed to not swear, do not aggravate anyone below them that is higher than you,
yep.
Then that's the person.
Okay.
That's the general rule of thumb.
Okay.
Because what I'm hearing is that your back is against the wall and you literally have nowhere else to go.
It's kind of like that. I keep thinking I'm going to break loose and it's not happening.
Let me just tell you a bit of statistically. We've done these engagement conversations with hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah.
If you come from a we mentality, we, like you talk you and I, meaning you and your boss,
yep.
You'd like to make this happen,
yeah.
You, at the very least, will not burn a bridge.
Okay.
You even if it doesn't happen, you will be able to remain where you are. But they'll understand that you where you want to go. And it's funny what happens. Maybe they'll consider somewhere in another department or if they're starting to think about you.
Okay. What's the name of that site? You said it, and I didn't write it quick enough.
Oh, apologies. The name of the company is called Dale Carnegie.
Right, but there was a site, a WW site.
Oh, I didn't give you a site.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I didn't mention any site. A resource for you, in terms of the engagement conversation, there's no... See, they charged $15,000 to companies to do these engagement conversations.
Right.
So I've just given to you over the air in a minute and a half for free. But my question for you is it free if you're not using it?
If I don't use it, it has no value.
What is the cost to you, though, if you don't use it?
My life.
It's that serious.
Yeah.
It's that serious. So are you going to do this?
It's a new concept. I'm going to think about it, and yes, I'm going to do it.
Do you have someone in your life that you could practice it on?
My wife.
Would you? Do you think she would be up for being acting on? Does she work with an employer?
She has numerous jobs.
Okay, so she could act on behalf of what an employer would act like. She can pretend she's
quite easily.
Okay, perfect. Would you like to try at least that to try to do an engagement conference with her and see what she says?
Okay.
Does this work for you?
Yes.
Has this conversation been helpful?
Very much.
Okay.
Career Fast Track is what we're talking about here, right?
Yes. That's the premise of the show is to do work you love and
right.
to earn lots of money doing work you love.
I like this concept.
And the theory is before making a big drastic move, engage your current employer. And if you do that, you don't even have to move. You can do it right now exactly where you are.
Cool.
Cool?
Very cool.
It's been great talking to you. By the way, I think we're both a proponent of this book. When the body says no, Gabor Maté, go buy it, go read it, right?
Everybody should go and buy it and read it before they or people they know die.
Killer careers, that's what we're talking about here. Yep. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, back. We're back. 3:24, we've got 6 minutes left on the show. Thank you for the caller. No name, I understand you wanted to keep it confidential. I get it. Good. You had the courage to call and to realize where you are in your life. Also reading the book. Wonderful book, because it reminds you to pay attention to your body. And often when you source back the cause of your body's unhappiness, you can relate it to your career. Now, I get it. It can also be relationship. Those are the two big ones. But if it's career, then you can act and you can get motivated. We'll be back in a few moments. And when I come back, I will, in fact, be revealing the number one characteristic for those people who get cancer and how you can avoid that characteristic and reduce your chances of getting a real, honest killer out there. And of course, find work you love, make lots of money. We'll be back in 40 seconds.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. And the show is called Career Fast Track. The premise of the show is to help you fast track your career. And I have a general slogan that says this: if you love what you do, you'll be successful faster. Now, what I mean by success, it doesn't necessarily mean money, but it does mean money as well. But for me, the number one important element of knowing that you're on the right career path is that you are engaged in your own career and that you are fully expressive in your skills. So you're engaged and fully expressive. If you're not, you can do what I proposed to the previous caller, which was to have an engagement conversation with your boss. It's not to say, I hate my job, I want to do this. No, you are saying that this is where you see the position going and this is what you're most excited about. Is this possible? Can we make this happen? Because there is an element of your job that I know you're excited about. If there's no element of your job that you are not excited about, and you've done everything you can to engage your employer, then it's time to make a change. But before doing that, engage your employer. Practice on someone and say, this is what really excites me, and this is what will excite me in moving forward in my career here at this company. Is this possible? Can we make this happen? These kinds of conversations work really, really well. It's 3:27. 3 minutes left on the show. And here we have it. The number one characteristic of someone who gets cancer, and there's been a link. I don't want to get the word mixed up because I don't want to get it wrong. But they've seen a link between those people who have cancer and those people who let themselves get walked over or who have difficulty saying no. So typically, if you're the kind of person that tries to help everyone, you're very, very, very concerned about what others think, you cannot say no, you're very, very helpful, you never turn jobs down, you never turn family down. These kinds of people, often the way that the book describes it is that you're, how do you say, very, very likable, like very likable, like everyone likes you. If you say these kinds of things or this relates to your personality, I'm not saying you're going to get cancer. All I'm asking you to check in with your body is that if by being that way, is it causing you stress? Is it causing you stress by being overly supportive, nurturing, helpful to people around you? Are you bad at setting boundaries with the people in your life? Are you not communicating what you need? These people tend to bottle up. And the bottling of these emotions and of these desires causes dysfunction in your cells, which causes cancer. And the book talks a lot about that and many, many other diseases. And it talks about how, I think it's the seven ways you can identify how to change that behavior, if you want to change. If you don't want to change, don't change, for goodness sakes. You're happy. If you are accommodating to people and you're extremely happy and you have no stress about it, then don't do anything about it. But if you're sensing that being this way is causing too much stress in your life and you want to take a stand for what you want and who you are, and you want to be more declarative and more assertive with the people around you, and you want to set more boundaries, then do it. This is an opportunity for you to actually declare and be more communicative with the people in your life. And so what I'd like you to do is, I'm going to leave the show stating this. Get the book When the Body Says No. If you get it, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you don't get it, that's fine. Start paying attention to what your body is telling you. And if it's about your career, make a change. How do you make a change? Number one, listen to this show. Continue to listen to the show, and I'll tell you and give you practical tools to help you move forward in your career and earn lots of money. Because money's nice, because it buys us nice things. But of course, the most important parts of our lives, of course, always family, friends, faith, very important, and our health. And that's why we talked about it today. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to ensure that you make lots of money, enjoy your work, and of course, always be unstoppable.